Exodus from Egypt and Pharaoh. The blood of the Lamb marked the Passover doors. Eagle's wings bore them to shore. Pharaoh pursued with his chariots and men, capture and enslave the people again. Freedom came at the Sea of Reeds, and God split the water and set them free. Exodus to all the earth, from Egypt to Sinai, from bondage to liberty, Lord, set the captives free. At Sinai, a marriage was formed between God and the people with Torah. The people sinned with the golden calf. Moses ascended on their behalf. After 40 days he made his descent with new tablets, the sin was forgiven. The tabernacle was built in the desert sand. 40 years later entered the promised land. Exodus to all the earth, from Sinai to Zion, from bondage to liberty, Lord, set the captives free. Against the law, breaking Torah, the city was burned and the people adjourned to captivity in Babylon. After 70 years, the decree was ordained, the people to return to the promised land. The temple was built and the walls soared. God's promise kept, the faith restored. Exodus to all the earth, from Babylon to Zion, from bondage to liberty, Lord, set the captives free. After the Aliyah rebellion again, by rejecting Torah and the atonement for sin, Jesus prophesied destruction their way. 40 years later, the Romans sealed their fate. The city was burned, the people exiled throughout the earth for endless miles. The nation was born again in 48. Aliyah occurred at a pregnant phase. Exodus to Aliyah, from the four corners to Zion, from bondage to liberty, Lord, set the captives free. Coming for the final exile to fulfill transgressions and eternal life. A beast will rise with a covenant of death, deceiving the people, even the elect. The Lion of Judah will roar from on high, saving the people again at Sinai. The King's victory march will be the last Aliyah, placing his feet on the Mount of Olives. Exodus Sinai to Zion, from bondage to liberty, Lord, set the captives free. Blessed is he